It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
919-890-6200. You can holler at D.R. Reese or Pamela Smith before you. You may want to holler at A-Town. That's the first person you're going to talk to. You just call 919-890-6200. So, hey, let's go. Hit us up on Twitter. X, Threads, and IG at the Sports Shop 1 because we never ever number 2. Rock with us at WRLSportsFan.com, WRLSportsPlus.com. And right now, we are broadcasting live right now, streaming on YouTube. Go to the Sports Shop, reaching K-Mac, or the Sports Shop Radio. Click on the live button. You can subscribe right there and see me and Pamela.
Yes.
Right now. And we're going to be talking a good look, bad look Monday. You may be listening to us on 99.9 HD2 or 620 AM, The Buzz, or 1550 AM. You catch us right there. And by the way, shout out to Farad and Christian, who were co-chairs of the Heartball. I had a chance to attend that unbelievable event. First time attending that one. I mentioned a lot of great charity events, but this is one of the better ones I've attended. And it was, I'm so happy I did. Met so many people, got reconnected with some people I hadn't seen in a long time. And by the way, shout out, they gave me a shout out when they was up on the stage talking about when they came in the studio.
Oh, awesome.
And talked about, the heart challenges I had in the past, that kind of thing. So that was kind of cool.
That was cool. I really appreciate
that. But it was a tearjerker, though, when the people that they had on there and all the different scenarios and what people were going through. It was tough, but shout out to them. Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Farad, allowing me to be there to be a part
right,
of that.
Right, that's great work. Continue. The work has to keep going on because so much happens.
Yeah.
So many people suffer in silence, not even knowing they have heart issues.
I'm trying to tell you. And that was a big part of it, Pam. I'm serious. A lot of people, one young lady knew she had it, but then a situation where she really couldn't have the surgery then and just powered through it. Then once she got another job, she had the surgery. They had young people had so many scenarios in there that were, man.
And it's all about telling the story. Some people won't tell the story. They don't want people to know. So I admire you for even saying, you can put me on blast
right.
that I had heart issues because I hope that it'll help somebody
else
along
because,
the way.
Here I am, former athlete. I'm like, I'm that dude, whatever, right. whatever. Then never really been sitting there much. But then, I had quadruple. What was 5 of them?
A lot. It's good gracious.
Quadruple, something like
That's
that.
That's what you had.
I had 5. Bypass. Yeah, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
But look at you now.
Look at me now.
Won't he do it?
I know. Won't he do it? So, but shout out to him. It's a great event. And I'm gonna get more involved with the Heart Association going forward. You're going to hear more about that. So, it was cool.
Awesome. Good
hey.
Stuff.
They call him Collier Patton. I don't know if that's an interesting segue, but you know.
You are full of them today.
Hey, let me tell you something. If we were sitting here 3 weeks ago saying that NC State would be the sweetest thing, somebody said, y'all been drinking.
Right.
Drinking a lot on the show. But let me tell you, it has been unbelievable run for the Wolfpack, man. And I'm serious. I'm thinking something's really happening here. Let's get some sound from one of the guys. Everybody says he's the most popular guy in the tournament.
Yes.
Is he really? DJ Burns?
Oh, yeah. They're cheering.
Okay. DJ. Well, here's DJ Burns on his back and forth with the fans. Let's take a listen.
I enjoy things like that, that's a part of the game, the fans, they're going to really come at you, and especially when they have a team like that with the capabilities that they have, you got to talk, you got to have some fun with it.
I love seeing his parents. I love seeing the parents of all the players.
I do, too.
And he looks just like his dad, too, by the way.
And he's always, when the season was down, he was smiling. He always has such a great spirit.
Yeah, he does. And speaking of, he was always really good on staying focused as well. Here's DJ Burns on staying focused to get the win.
Again, it's one of those games, where I had the choice to, get in my feelings about getting fouled or continue to play hard. I just hit a point where I was like, I just got to ignore it because it's not going away. So I just wanted to try my best to keep going for my guys.
Kevin Keats talked about growing throughout the season. I guess they really growed up at the end of the season because that's where they started playing the best. Let's hear what Coach Keys had to say.
I think, you know, one of the things, if you ask and you look back at the seven games that we won in a row, is I think that everyone has really stepped up in different ways. And, you know, every night there's someone else. DJ Burns was great tonight. You know, I thought Michael, even though he might not have impacted the game much with his scoring, he had a career high in assists at 8. And so that's kind of what makes us special right now. That makes us tough to guard, because on any given night, one of these guys can lead us in scoring.
Man, and they did, man. Freeze said Keith went from getting fired to getting a statue. That's pretty much down. That's pretty close there, brother. I love that. I saw a guy play for Duke last night that I've been saying all the time. This guy, he's special.
I totally agree.
Jared McCain. He set records, 8 three-pointers. Man, this guy is unbelievable. I told you, this is lower body like a grown man. So here's Jared McCain and John Shire on coach taking him out when he was hot. That's interesting. Let's take a listen to that.
I feel like every game I'm always ready to see if I'm going to go off. I work so hard, so I'm just prepared every game.
I'm ready to go off.
I do blame him a little bit for sure.
I got the green light.
Just wants to keep that record. I wanted to beat him, so.
It's not mine. He's talking about the points record. You know, that's what he's talking about.
I just want to beat him. Really. That's really all my goal is in life, is to beat him. That's really it.
We'll stay on that same side in the back row.
Jared, when you hit that 6-3, was that the MJ shrug you did?
I don't know what I did out there, to be honest with you. I think so. I'm pretty sure that's what I hit. I don't know what I was doing. I wasn't really conscious out there, though. So,
what was it like to, you know, a first half there, you hit your first 6-3s, NCAA tournament game, and I mean, can you just describe what it felt like?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best feeling in the world when you know the work you put in is showing up on the court, especially in such a big game like this, to go to the Sweet 16. For these types of games, you just want to win, and I want to do everything I can to win. And tonight, if that was making shots, making threes, and then that's what it was. So I'm just grateful to even have this opportunity to go to the Sweet 16.
That's right there. Yeah, that's. I mean, the guy's just dropping buckets.
Yes, he's really, really good.
And you know, Duke just beat the brakes.
The Dukes against the Dukies.
The Dukes. James Madison, which they had a good year. They didn't have a good game. And you got to give Duke credit. People are like, well, they didn't play nobody. Well, you know what? No, that, I mean, if you're a good team, you're supposed to beat a less equivalent team, if you will, like that.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to. Level back down. Right, no, you stay up and win like you're supposed to win.
That's exactly right. Before I talk about the Hills, which I thought was an unbelievable game, we're going to go to the phones right quick to Chuck. Chuck, what's up, man? Good morning.
Oh, wow, we haven't talked to Chuck in a while. Hey. Good morning.
Good luck, bad luck, money. What's up, man?
Man, listen, man, that was a great weekend of basketball, man. I was going to give you my good looks and my bad looks, man. My bad look is Kentucky, man. Calipari, man, I feel bad for him out there, man. They talk about firing that man a couple of years ago. He was basketball savior. You know, that's tough. Man, that's got to be tough. But I think, you know, really Kentucky needs to give him a little bit more time, man, because he's used to recruiting those young guys. And right now it's an old man's game. But, you know, all those super seniors are about to funnel out, you know, out of the system in 2025. So, you know, 2026, it won't be normal, but it'll be a little closer to normal because, you know, you'll have all those super seniors out. But you'll still have the portal. But I think things will change a little bit on that.
Hey, Chuck, that's interesting you say that because I think it comes down to whether or not you want the Kentucky fans and the AD. If I was AD, I was like, you know what? It's cool that you're making these young men great, which I think is fantastic.
Right.
You making them money. But when they come here, they might as well go to the G League because we want somebody to be here for a minute so we can have an opportunity to win some titles. So I think that's what you got to weigh both of those like that.
But who, you know, other than Baycott, you know, man, and, you know, and that's about it, man. And RJ, you know, nobody really stays. Like, that's not even today's game. You know, nobody's staying at a school 4 or 5 years. You know, most of these bigger schools are poaching the little schools, you know. So, it's, you know, but I ain't even going to dwell on that.
Okay.
That's
all right.
We ACC. We winning over here, man.
That's right, baby.
That's right.
You know, and good luck, man. I really love, you know, Carolina. I ain't even going to lie, man. They surprised me. You remember at the beginning of the year, I don't know if you remember, but I told you State was going to end up whooping all of them because I really felt like State had a great team. And when about 2 weeks ago, I looked stupid for saying it, but look a little bit smarter right now.
You surely do. Smart.
Yeah, you did say that. You did say that. I remember that.
Yeah, I really felt good about them, man. And the crazy thing about it is in three weeks, Keith went from getting fired to about to push him up for a raise. They're going to have to get that man some money or somebody going to snatch him up. That's the funny thing about it.
Yeah, man, NC State surprised a lot of people. I think they got Marquette. They may have a chance to get past Marquette. We'll have to see. But, yeah, man.
I think they can beat Marquette. The team that I feel the worst was Duke, man. Duke's going to get pummeled. They don't have a chance.
Now they play against some. I said the 5 stars against the five year plus players. That's a deal right there, man.
They gonna get beat back. That's the worst matchup that they could have gotten in the tournament. Like they're not physical. That's why they beat James Madison. James Madison's not physical or imposing, but
right.
You know what I mean? Houston's grown men. You know they got that. You know, of course they got a Keston connection down there. So I'm feeling. You know, so I got to root for Houston a little bit, even though I'm ACC bias.
Wait a minute. What kid's connection
What's
you got?
The connection?
You know, the kid Damian Dunn that played, he played for Jerry's AAU team from Keston, played at Keston High.
Okay.
He played. I think he transferred to Georgia like his last year. But his dad's actually my line brother, man. He's a real good kid, man.
Okay.
Dunn, man.
You know, I saw him because he's one. I think he tapped the ball out of bounds or something. I know exactly the kid you're talking about. Now, he's no kid. He's like a grown man. He got a full beard and everything.
Man, I'm laughing about it. I thought about it the other day. I said, man, damn, I think he played on the AAU team with Brandon.
Wow.
That's my point. He's a good Brandon been in the league like 3 or 4 years. So my point is,
Brandon, he's thinking contract, man. He been in the league for 3 or 4 years.
My point, they playing against guys that could be in the league right now for that fourth year.
Exactly.
Grown men. But that's a good point. I'm glad you shared that with me. I had no idea. That's a good look. That's a good look.
So, yeah, man. Either way, we're in the house, man. Right. Duke win, Houston win. We're in the house, man. Then, you know, Samson's from Lawrenceburg. So, you know, that's.
Yeah.
North Carolina connections all the way across the board. So, you know, we got a dog in the fight either way. But I'm pulling for Duke, though. You know, I ain't going to lie.
I know. What about them Hills playing my Alabama? Alabama, they running gun. I think Carolina's going to be happy to run and gun with those guys.
Man, Carolina's just so up and down. You don't know what team's going to show up.
That's
like,
true.
You know, when they play State, they look just so disinterested. And how can you be disinterested in the ACC championship game? If you can't get up for that, when are you going to get up?
I agree with you on that, but I tell you, they showed some in Charlotte that we're going to talk about a little later. We got to let you go, brother. I appreciate you, man.
All right, brother, man. Appreciate it. Good talking to y'all.
All right.
All right, have a good day.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.